Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 26th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about housing demolitions in Epworth and Chitungwiza.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
The government is very clear. We support local authorities when they are implementing the Urban Countries Act, which clearly states you can't build in a place that has not been given to you by the planning authorities. Who are your local authorities? Who you elected into office? And they are there to serve you. So we don't understand why an individual says, this is 2 years, is mine, pay me for it. And you also ought to know that this individual is not a planning authority. You go to your offices, then you go inquire. Our councils that are implementing this policy are following the law. And we want really to observe the rule of law in Zimbabwe. So they are implementing this program according to the dictate of the Council of Europe, and that's what the rule of law says.
But are they not violating the same law, Honorable Chombo, in that some of these cases are still before the High Court?
We don't even know of a case in the High Court. The people have been convicted, those who are selling land. We have put a commission of inquiry to understand who are those, and we have asked the police to deal with them. And we have given the affected person an opportunity to obtain stands in legally, and we've got those stands, and without any cost immediately. They will pay later, but we want them to have a stand, develop it, and then pay later for the stand. How good do you want the government to be? This is the most generous government that I've ever seen. These are the most generous pro-poor, pro-people principles and policies that I've ever seen anywhere else. In America, in Europe, there's nobody who will build on an open space without the authority of anybody. So here we are actually technically allowing you troublemakers, nonsense givers, people who have broken the law to say this is an option for you to come out right. I think everyone should be grateful.
Of course, those are the words of local government minister Ignatius Chombo, of course, defending the government's decision to demolish houses that the government is saying were built illegally. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk.
And Blessing, human rights groups are actually criticizing local authorities in Chitungwiza and Epworth for demolishing houses early this morning. The human rights lawyers are saying this move is totally unconstitutional.
But of course, the government, like you heard there from Minister Chombo, is saying the move is legal because they do not want houses to just sprout everywhere in cities and towns. So as you heard from the minister, he's vowing that the government will continue with the demolitions. Of course, Gibbs, this brings back memories of what happened in 2005, the so-called Operation Murambatsvina, or Drive Out Rubbish,
yes,
when government destroyed homes in many cities. And as a result, 700,000 people were left homeless. And the United Nations was forced to intervene. It sent its special envoy, Anna Tibaijuka, who also condemned the government actions. But of course, the government is still insisting that even then and now, it will not allow Zimbabweans to just build houses everywhere, Gibbs.
And we still remember, Blessing, that the government actually went on to do another kind of, project. Mm-hmm. It called it Operation Karikai
or Sharani Gute. Mm-hmm.
So the program had serious problems. We know that there are some houses mm-hmm. that were actually built in various urban centers. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, no people stayed there, you know, at a given time, because some of them were not built at the right places. And the councils were actually complaining. So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Yeah, onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvaitwa nehurumende zvekufuma bata jongwe muromo ichimuka mangwanani ngwanani kunoputsa dzimba kuchitungwiza nekuepworth. Kuepworth tiri kumbonzwa kuti kwaita bata murefu bata mupfupi pakati pemapurisa nevagari veikoko kuchitungwiza. Tiri kunzwa kuti kwapwanywa dzimba dzinogona kudarika mazana matatu kana kuti 300. Tinoda kunzwa vateereri kwamuri kuti munoti kudii nechiitiko echigibs.
Yevombe zuru kandaba ndingachona njani kuna apo lapha likhona sizwile sibili kuti ihlome yahlasela kula ngaleke echitungwiza kanye leEpworth. Kuthiwa ke kudilizwe izindlu ezimbalwa sibili zidiluzwa ngaloko kuthiwa ngama local authorities kumbe ngithi omunicipala bakhona ngaleke esitungwiza kanye leEpworth. Kodwa sizwile njalo lokuthi amapolisa blessing kade gijimisa abantu khona ngale besongani sokuhlupha abantu besithi hayi abake beme ngokudiliza izindlu lezi abantu abadilizayo. Kodwa ke ukhanya ngazani ke umnumzana uJombo Ignatius yena okhangelane lezamadolobho uthi lokho sikwenzayo silandela umthetho obizwa kuthiwa i-Urban Councils Act. Ngakho emthethweni lowo ungeke wakhe indlu yakho lapho kule zitishi khona ezamagetsi kube sokubuya ke lapho kule zitishi khona ezamanzi izitishi zohambisa ingcekeza konke lokuyana. So ke ngeke ngezwa sibili uJombo ekhuluma esithi ongcono yikuphi ukuthi umuntu ahlale ngaphansi kwamagetsi achaye igetsi kumbe asuke ayihlale endaweni abazahlala khona isikhathi eside.
Of course we have our first guest that is Mr. Mavela Skumalo, director Chitungwiza Residence Trust. Mr. Kumalo, good evening. Mr. Kumalo, can you hear me?
How are you?
I'm doing fine and thanks for joining us.
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening. Now Mr. Kumalo, tell us what is the situation like now? What is the situation like now? Are the demolitions continuing?
Yeah, so the demolitions were held this morning around 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. in Chitungwiza. But after around 7 or 8, they stopped the demolitions. So we are not sure now whether they are going to continue again this night or tomorrow morning, but people are now alert in their homes.
I think we are joined by our second guest, blessing, and that is Reverend Useni Sibanda, who is the director of the Zimbabwe Institute for Social Transformation. Reverend Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
To you, Gibbs, and to the listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. You are on the landline, right?
Yes, I'm on the landline.
Okay, I think we can hear you clearly. So now we are told that there are demolitions, you know, in Chitungwiza and Epworth. And there's a lot of, you know, fighting, you know, people trying to resist some kind of police action. What can you say about that?
Well, I think that although Chombo has been quoting the Urban Councils Act, which gives them the authority to demolish homes which are built, I guess, in an illegal stance, and probably could be contravening some of the acts. But I think that at a human level, the fact that there was no prior warning and they had to do it early in the morning at 1 a.m., I think first for us, our concern as pastors will be the issue of the welfare for children and the elderly and other vulnerable groups that will obviously be living within these homes, because there were, I think, from the reports that we've been receiving, about 300 homes that have been demolished. And we know that this could be a very traumatic experience for the children. And I think there should be a more human way of, a more humanly way of doing it. Then the second issue is, of course, there's a big question of how were these stands designated, who gave them out. So there's an issue of corruption. and the vulnerable groups within our society who are desperate for accommodation are the ones, again, who are at the receiving end. But last not least is the fact that our constitution gives us the right to shelter. And before the government demolishes people's homes, it should give them an alternative accommodation or shelter, because this is their constitutional right. And I think that is what is very, very important, that the government makes sure that people are moved. Because if someone is given an alternative to say where you are staying, it is illegal, but here is an alternative.
Thank you, Reverend Spanda. You know, what we'll do is we'll call you back. I think we've got some echo from your phone. So we're going to call you back on your cell phone.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
About the constitutionality of this move, Mr. Kumalo, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I talked to the local government minister. The local government minister said that there are some stands that have been reserved by the government at Nyatsime for those who have been affected. Are people taking up these stands?
Unfortunately, Dr. Chomo's claims on the radio are not what is obtaining on the ground. I will actually dismiss that sentiment. They are actually a blatant lie, because we have people who were allocated stands in the Nyatsime around 2006-2007, and up to now, those people are still standing on the south blinds. They are still on the waiting list of council, waiting to be allocated and to be sold those stands. So for the minister to come on the radio and lie that they have given and these stands, people will be given some green light to do a payment plan or even pay for those stands after building for their lives. And it is very unfortunate that the minister, the whole minister, Dr. Tombo, can go on national radio and lie to the people.
Thank you. And I think we have our third guest. Of course, we had dispatched our correspondent, Thomas Chiripasi, to Chitungwiza, of course, to just see what was happening there firsthand. Thomas, good evening.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. How are you?
We are doing fine, and thanks for joining us. Thomas, you were in Chitungwiza. What was happening there?
Apparently, so many people have been displaced. There's no roof over their heads. And the situation obtaining in Chitungwiza is reminiscent of Operation Murandatrina in 2005. So many people do not have a roof over their heads now. They woke up to see their houses demolished. Some of them were at work when their houses were demolished, and when they returned to their homes, they only found that there was rubble on their housing stands. You would find that some of the people had kids that were going to school, and today being a school day, some of the children did not even manage to go to school following the demolition of their houses. So I spoke to quite a number of people who said that their constitutional rights were being violated by the state, as the constitution, which was adopted in March last year, provides for a right to shelter for everybody. So they are saying that this issue is a constitutional violation, and the government really needs to make sure that it deals with this issue so that people have got roofs over their heads as a matter of urgency.
Thank you so much, Thomas. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the latest round of housing demolitions by the government. Of course, today, as early as 1 a.m., local authorities in Epworth and Chitungwiza were destroying homes that they are saying were built illegally. Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Sicela lisifonele khona manje ukuthi sixoxene sizokuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Okwamanje-ke silo baba osecingweni, silo bani khonapho, ngusem kumbe ngusami? Mbona osecingweni?
Nyane.
Ngubani?
Masenyane.
Masenyane, utshona njani baba?
Ngitshonile baba.
Ungabukani khona khonapho?
Ngise South Africa, Pitoru. Wamazi Stephen Machangani?
Stephen Machangani, siyakuzwa baba.
Ya, ubru wami mina ngumasenyane.
Yebo phela. So ngathini ngodaba lolu baba?
Ma ubhekile Gibbs, indaba ihluphako la eZimbabwe kuhlupha indaba ye-1 kuphela. I-government ayinandaba nomuntu uwazuphilela because abakwazi ukuthi bawise izindlu zabantu. Wabona ukufaka South Africa ne abathula babadikelwe le iNigeria ilandiwe i-government ilandile ephumise helicopter ilanda abantu kuthi babuyela e-South Africa kukhoti abantu bayathandiwa, hhayi ukuthi omunye umuntu abanandaba naye especially Zimbabwe.
Kwenziwa kwini kulokho mnumzane?
Kuthi wazi ukuthi into le yenzekayo ukuthi angazi ukuthi ngiyachaza ngithini kuso ukuthi abanandaba nomuntu, but kufana uminista or upresident ma agulako uyakhona ukuthi ahamba yolapha ngaphandle, but umuntu nje aziphilelako abanandaba naye umuntu.
So kodwa lokhu-ke nxase sikhangele kukhumbuzani khonokho okwenzakalayo?
Kuyakhombisa ukuthi umuntu nje abanandaba naye because kuyakhombisa ukuthi abantwana bafuze baye esikolweni nokudla sekudilikelwe ihlabathi manje asazi bozozana.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu khona ngapho-ke e-South Africa. Ube le mpela viki enhle mnumzane.
Yaphi.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. So you are saying that the government of Zimbabwe does not care about the needs of his own people. He says this is very sad. And he had to put a contrast with the South African situation, which, South Africa dispatched some people to Nigeria to go and rescue some of the citizens that were trapped in that building that collapsed. So he says, why not Zimbabwe taking care of the needs of his people like that, you know?
Surprising indeed. Let me come back to you, Reverend Sibanda. Are you on the line? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm on the line.
Yes. Now, Reverend Sibanda, we talked to the local government minister, Dr. Chombo, earlier on, and he was saying surely the government cannot just allow people to build houses everywhere. He says this cannot happen in any part of the world, and as a result, local authorities are justified in demolishing those houses.
Well, I think that, first of all, the process of building a house will take probably a month or two or even more, which means that local authorities were aware that people were building houses in illegal stands or in stands which were not supposed to be occupied by residential properties. So the first question would be to say, why were these people not stopped before they had actually built, full structures? Why couldn't the local authorities and the minister himself, Chombo, make sure that those structures, those illegal structures, do not go up? And then the second thing is the human elements to how we administer justice or how we administer some of our regulations. I don't think that it was necessary for them to move there at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., and begin to destroy homes and cause trauma to children who have to go in the morning to school. There should have been another way of doing this. But the third thing, of course, is the constitutional rights of these people, the right to shelter, that if the government and the local authorities have decided to move them, they should have provided alternative housing, alternative shelter for these people so that this problem is resolved. So I think this is not like mechanical, that Chombo could say, okay, the Urban Council Act gives us this right, but I think it should be a negotiated process because already people have built food structures. And it is known that because of corruption, people were allowed to do this. And I think unless they deal with the issue of corruption and they deal with the people who are involved, they should not just punish the ordinary people.
Thank you so much, Reverend Sibanda Gibbs.
Yeah, ngabuya kuwe baba Khumalo nga usitaka kakhulu sibilisintu. Yeah, ubona ukuthi abantu bolaba baza kuya ngapi asebesusiwe ezindlini zabo.
Abantu bakhethi vele bayaqala ngabala ndawo ukuthi baye. And lokhu sibona kusenzwa yimisala kusenzwa ebusuku. Kuyinto okuhlukuluze abantu. Mina bakhethi abantu bayaqala baye ngabala vele ukuthi namhlanje balala ngaphi. So abantu bayadubeka vele bakhethi basuka ukuthi sithini kade sicela sicela ukuze sithole kumbe amaphilisi ngabantu basebenzise njenge-temporary shelter kodwa vele. Isikhetheni ekhona lapha on the ground ayiyenzi kuthengisa ukuthi imisala lohulumende ngalasizi nabantu kakhulu kakhulu abantu laba abadubekayo abangakha
ekuthingisa. So Mr. Khumalo is saying that you know, most of the people have nowhere to go, and right now they're looking for tents, but they cannot find tents for them to make some temporary shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So he says it is really, really bad.
Regai timbotora mumwe muteereri wedu vatoendepi makadii?
Tiripo muradio.
Aiwa tiripo. Muri kuona sei dambudziko? Tiripo. Muri kuona sei nyaya yekuchitungwizai?
Hello.
Ndati muri kuona sei nyaya yekuputswa kwedzimba kuchitungwizai neAirport?
Nyaya iyi tinoona iri nyaya inosiririsa zvikuru. Apo mutungamiriri wenyika anoti ndo mutungamiriri wenyika ari musangano guru reUnited Nations achinzwa kuti umuchake zvakuru kuiti. Hello.
Ndiri kungunzwa itaura izvi.
Zvinorwadza zvikuru kuti koiwo vana Chombo vaakutaura kuti mimi ndavake pese pese vanhu vapa vaitirwa masitendi vachivakamisa iyoyo ivo vanga vakatarisa pai.
Nhare yenyu ndo inenge iri kuti netse, asi tinokutendai mukoma toendepi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndinorwadza zvikuru zvavari kuita vanhu ivava. Havade vanhu zvamuchose.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vatoendepi. Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, what the caller to NDP is saying is that, you know, he's agreeing with Reverend Sibanda that the local authorities, they were seeing these people building and doing all sorts of things without intervening. And he's saying that he's not surprised, you know, when it's election time, people are free to do whatever they want. Mm. And after the elections, they start saying we want to demolish so-called illegal structures.
Yes. I was going to Reverend Kola Ngapokuti. Nga kusenzu uketo wama politicians, laba bazi umbusazwe. Ba kucheti baza wakakitamu, lapo ngela imfula kona. Kotwa siyabona kikuti katesi, so nga nuku umile kula ngale sepeba susa laba bantu, po baza kuya ngapi.
Ngibona ngani yilo udubo lukhona ebengithi ngabe uhulumende uthe engadilizi izindlu zabantu kumbe yena municipality waqala wathi nanku lapho umhlabathi okumele abantu bakhe kuwo abase basuse basa khona ngale. Njalo kulombuzo omkhulu okumele sizibuze wona ukuthi kanti vele khona isakhiwo esinjengendlu njengoba sithatha isikhathi eside ukuthi umuntu azasakha kuze isikhathi kuyathatha umnyaka wonke bebebona abantu besakha bebebayekelelana ukuthi babamise beze bebayekele beyakha umuntu azaqeda azahlale khonapho kube sokuthwana sokudlula iminyaka eminingi sokubuya-ke sokuzodilisa sibona ngani kuyaotokhaya ngani abantu labathi bemele ukuthi ukhetho lwedlule ngaso lwedlule-ke sebebuya sebedilizela abantu izindlu.
Ye pho ukuthi kumele baye ngaphi ubonani zani bayakuya.
Ngibona ngani lokhu sokuyinto esinzima kakhulu, kodwa mina ngibona ngani into efunakalayo kathesi ukuthi amagqwetha ethu labafundisi silabafundisi abantu abakhona ngalo ukuthi awukhulunye lohulumende ukuthi abantu abangabafikela umhlabathi lapho abangasusa beyehlaliswa khona bephiwe umhlabathi omutsha, kodwa isidubo soluzaba khona engakwaziyo ukuthi luzayenziwa njani ukuthi njengoba sebedilizela izindlu imali yokwakha izindlu ezintsha abazayithatha ngayo isibo lomkalakatha endibona solukhona lokuthi ngubani umuntu okumele abavisele imali zabo njengoba uhulumende esebhilile izindlu.
So what the Reverend Spanda is saying is that the big question is, where are these people going to be settled? And maybe lawyers and ministers of religion can go to the courts and try to, you know, represent them, and maybe they may be given a piece of land by the government where they can construct their houses. But he says they've lost that property that they had. So at the end of the day, they won't have money to actually build some new houses. So he says this is a tough call, you know, for most of them.
Indeed. Todzoka kwauri Thomas. Ungatudza kuti zvii zvawataurawo neivo vagari vaputsirwa dzimba idzi vamwe vanga vaine midziyo yavo iri pai iko zvino?
Kutaura kwatiri kuita kudai midziyo yevanhu izere panze, vanhu ava havana pekurara, vari kushaya kuti vodii nezvinhu zvavo zviri panze. Takatarisawo kuti mazuva ano dzimwe dzenguva kunenge kuchipfunha pfunhawo mavhurachando akupera kudai. Zviri kunetsa ndezvekudai kuti vanhu ava vari kuti hatina kutenda. Chine chatava kuda ndechekuti hurumende itigadzirire pekugadzira. Ndo zviri kutaura vanhu vari muchitungwiza, vari kuti ngavabhadharwe, ngavaripwe nehurumende. Asi vamwe vandataurawo navo zvakare vanga vachigunun'unawo zvakare kuti kanzuro yechitungwiza, makanzura mazhinji, kanzura yemdc inova iyo yakakunda musarudzo dzapfuura. Izvi zvinovashamisa zvikuru kuti kanzuro yakaita musangano nezuro madeko waakabuda nechisungo chekuti dzimba idzi dzipwanywe. Zvikava zvinhu zvinovashamisa zvikuru sezvo vanhu vazhinji vanogara muchitungwiza vari vanhu vanozivikanwa sevanhu vanotsigira mdc. Takatarisa zvakabuda musarudzo dzapfuura. Totarisawo zvakare vandataura navo vanga vachitiwo zvakare mabharani wekanzuro yechitungwiza vageorge Makunde vakanga varipowo zvakare panga pachipwanywa dzimba idzi. Saka izvi zvinoti vashamisawo zvikuru kuti vangamuke runyanhiriri ivo vamakunde kuti vanopwanya dzimba ukuwo kanzuro ichiita ina mari yekunge ichigadzirisa nyaya dzemvura dziri kunetsa. Vanhu vazhinji vava nemwedzi inodarika mitatu vasina mvura yakutosvikawo kumitanhato kanzuro isiri kukwanisa kugadzirisa. Saka vari kugunun'una zvikuru kuti kanzuro inokwanisa kuwana mari yekuchisa kodzero dzevanhu. Kwoitawo zvakare vamwe vatataura navo vanga vachitiwo kune vanonzi vabhunu vanove nhengo yesendero komiti yezanupf vanonzi vakanga varipowo zvakare paipwanywa dzimba idzi. Saka kutaura kwandaita nevanhu vaivo vabhunu, munhu ari kuedza kushandisa zvenyaya yechitungwiza kuti vange vachipindawo zvakare pakongresi yezanupf iri kutarisirwa kuitwa muna zvita wegore rineri. Saka varoda kuedza kushandisa iyoyi kuti vakwanise kuwana mavhoti. Asi hatina kunge tichikwanisa zvedu kuti tinge tichitaura navadivi ravo panyaya iyi. Asi vanhu vazhinji vari kugunun'una kuti dai zvanga zvakwanisika, hurumende yakwanisa kuwanira vanhu pekugara, yakwanisa kuvaripa nemari dzavakashandisa. Ende chimwe chiri kunetsa ndechekuti zvakare kanzuro yakapwanya dzimba dzevanhu yapwanya dzimba dzevanhu vainova yakanga yapa mastendi ekuti vavake dzimba idzodzo. Saka vari kugunun'una zvakare kuti kanzuro ichi zvayaiziva kuti nzvimbo idzi hadzaifanira kunge dzichivakwa dzimba, yaifanira kunge yatanga yaongorora kuti zvii zvoitwa kuti vanhu vakwanise vane pekugara, kwete kutanga vapwanyira vanhu dzimba. Iyo kanzuro yacho pache
zvaithomas
akapa vanhu nzvimbo dzokugara idzo.
Thomas and Reverend Spanda and also Mr. Kumalo, please do stay on the line. We'll come back to you. Navagaradi, rambai zvenyu muri parunhare. Tichange tichitaura nemi mushure meminitsi mashoma shoma. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned, Zimbabwe.